Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, the last loss was back in December to top-ranked Southport. That happened on the home court. Seven in a row since, and a lot of solid things along the way. Elements that obviously go into a winning streak. So Hall of Fame head coach J.R. Holmes, understandably, is happy as his 12th-ranked Panthers now become Road Warriors over the next couple of weeks.
I like the way we're playing. Now, here's the thing you got to look at, Joe, is that when we come off of the game against Decatur Central that we just barely won, shouldn't have won. They outplayed us. It was after Southport. It was one of those down times, a trap game, and all that kind of stuff. We talked about our next five games, four of them were home, Cordon, Noblesville, North, and Clemens East, with a game at Eastern that we were pretty sure we was going to win if we showed up. I said, this is a crucial time for us to get our record in a good situation. It doesn't affect how you're going to play in March, but you get confidence, you get your record going. But now we find out a different scenario that we go on the road to Edgewood, go on the road to Martinsville, got a home game and go on the road to Terre Haute South. So three of our next four are on the road. And so that gives you a better understanding how good your team is. If you can do what we did at home and do that on the road against teams, then I might have a little bit of higher evaluation of where we are.
Well, Edgewood is on the road tomorrow night in our broadcast game. Panthers, that defensive yield down to 46 points a game after limiting East of Columbus to 42. Shooting the ball over 51%, as was the case the other night. Panthers sharing the ball well, over 15 assists a game. They've been defending the three as well. And Edgewood, well, they've got a couple of guys capable of making underdogs into winners. Dave Mahurin joins us later today. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, through 11 games, Dave Mahurin's Edgewood Mustangs have shot 249 three-pointers, hit 92 of them, including 12 the other night, but their three-game winning streak came to an end. Big-time dogs they are. Edgewood tomorrow night in the Mustang Corral against 12th-ranked South, who's won seven straight. But if Cole Craddock and Austin Renard get going, and Renard, by the way, has scored 53 in his last three.
Well, Austin, though, he had 18 in the first quarter the other night. Austin's only problem, and I've told him and his mother this, is he's too nice a guy. I mean, he comes out and scores 18 in the first quarter against South Vermillion, and I think got complacent. I think he got happy. I think he was kind of satisfied. And if he develops a little bit more of an aggressive demeanor, I really think Austin could be a big-time scorer.
You know, you look at another big-time scorer, and here's a kid back on Tuesday night kind of suffered through his offense, and that's Cole Craddock. 3 for 13, only 2 of 9 from behind the line. We know he's already hit 9 in one game from behind the line. We know what he can do there.
He's figuring out or finding out now what it's like to be a primetime scorer, and he kind of snuck up on some people early in the year, and they didn't know who he was. Well, now everybody we play knows who he is and where he's at all the time, and he's not always handled it real well, but he's young, he's learning, it's a role he's never experienced before, and he's a great kid, and he can shoot the snot out of it. I just need him to be able to go ahead and do a couple other things. We're going to have to play flawlessly, or we're going to have to rebound like a bunch of crazy men out there just fighting for every ball, and offensively we need to be smart and maybe control some tempo, particularly early, and take good shots. Maybe hang with them, at least for a little while.
Well, that's Dave Mahurin of Edgewood. Our coverage begins with Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The Panthers 9-2, the Mustangs 7-4. First time that Dave and JR have X and O against one another. I'm Joe Smith.